Well, look, my job is to basically work the magic to deliver against those expectations.
Joe Klimovich is Chief Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communications with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
If you tell somebody that you're going to deliver something a year from now, they kind of look at you like, what's wrong with you? They want to deliver it next week, and certainly our experience in supporting the Gulf crisis has been, you got to deliver the solution the next day. So I think that's the challenge, the way I see it right now, is that the CIO must help the organization understand what technology can and cannot do and how best to implement, use technology, but you must do it fast.
Klimovich was one of four federal CIOs invited to reflect on their jobs by Government Executive Magazine for their breakfast panel discussion yesterday at the National Press Club. Susan Swart is Chief Information Officer with the State Department. She says one way in which the CIO job has changed since Klinger-Cohen is in its complexity.
We've always been there to provide technology to our agencies that deliver against the mission. But the definition of what that means has changed. It's shifted from basically providing basic infrastructure services, just connectivity, particularly for us at State, where we're at 280 locations overseas. I can remember 20 years ago, if we had a dial tone at our post overseas, good job, you guys are doing a good job. Now people would just say, that's just expected. And that expectation has gone, from the desktops to the telephones to the radios to the network to what device they're holding in their hand. And that expectation is they have everything that's at their desktop, they can do mobily. So I think the complexity is what's changed. We're still there to deliver those services, to help the organization use the information it has. And for us, that's really what we do. We don't produce anything except for some of the consular visas, passports. So our role is to how can we use the department's information to make better business decisions and then further our diplomatic and development goals.
Over the last several weeks, the White House, and in particular the Office of Management and Budget, has turned its budget-cutting eye on federal IT spending, issuing two memos directing agencies to reevaluate current IT projects and especially mandating a faster, cheaper, modular upgrade path for agency financial management systems. Those systems in the past often took more than a decade in some instances to implement, and by the time they officially launched, did so with obsolete technology. But Dave Wendergren, the affable deputy CIO at the Pentagon and former Navy CIO, explains with perspective how the time has changed the scale of both the job and projects that CIOs now manage.
For so many years, the answer has always been to build a big system. And if you wanted to get away from, a decade or so ago, 14 years ago, the world was highly localized, local area networks and local area applications. And, the beauty of that was there was sort of a scale that was easily manageable. But the downside to it was you created these, duplication of effort, right? And then you had, these information stovepipes, right, because the local applications weren't connected together. So unfortunately, as we got liquored up to try to fix those two problems, the pendulum swung, perhaps, a little too far, because the easy answer was the sales pitch that goes, well, if you don't need 50 time and attendance systems, you don't need 56 financial management systems or 100 supply chain systems, you could do like one. And then you'd have like the authoritative data source and all that kind of stuff. But in some of these big places, the scale of doing the one big system dwarfs what anybody might do, right? And so that creates this complexity. And this cumbersomeness and this lengthy development time and higher than average failure rates. And so part of the reason why we have to continue to be honing in project management skills is because we've created an environment that always forces people towards the build something bigger.
Richard Speier, CIO at the Department of Homeland Security, and before that at the Internal Revenue Service, makes the case that the recent flurry of IT-related guidance from OMB is actually a good thing, and in fact may help CIOs who are sometimes ignored by their C-level bosses, or worse, marginalized.
I actually think it is helping. I go back to my opening remarks about the empowerment of the CIO, right? And, if they won't listen to us, they certainly will listen to OMB, right? And everything, maybe there's too much in a sense. There's a lot coming at us from OMB right now. That being said, I do think that particularly the stuff that's come out this week is spot on, right? I mean, I have real issues with programs in the Department of Homeland Security, and getting the focus on them. I mean, I've run my own program reviews, and some of those reviews have led to my discussions with VEC. We've had tech stats at OMB on these same programs. I mean, it makes a difference. It raises the visibility. It gets the business involved in ways that maybe they haven't been involved. It gets real focus on these things. And, generally, I'm very supportive of this and where this has been headed, because I think it's helping the government better manage IT.
That's Richard Speier, CIO at the Department of Homeland Security. At the National Press Club in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.